Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with three Stay Green 1-cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is up, friendos? And welcome in to the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. It's the Welsh and Scoot Bogman. My favorite side character, Scoot Bogman. He's a dancer.
Is that right?
Well,
Scoot Bogman.
I'm fresh off of Nashville. A lot of dancing.
You do the boot scoot boogie?
I didn't do the boot scoot, but I can tell you there's some pretty good dancers over at Fantasy Pros that were doing the boot scoot.
Yeah.
You can also hear I took with Nashville with me some congestion. I am
the vid.
I don't know what it is. It's something we're gonna find out actually after this episode what's going on.
Everybody wanted a nasally version of the Welsh anyway, so that's perfect.
Yeah, I know, so much better than my voice. You know, it's funny you say that. I was thinking about this the other day, like listening to myself. There was a time where I wonder if I'm regressing. I mean, it's like regress. Yeah, I mean, I think it's essentially regressing. Like, I'm backtracking. There was a time where I remember, like, it was like, hey, well, it's DVR. And then, like, Welsh's voice was near the tippy top. And then I hear myself, and I just feel like I sound like this. Like, hi, I'm like, hi, everybody. Like, I that's how I hear
you
myself.
You sound like Gilbert lately. Gottfried. Hello. Yeah. Welcome to the fantasy baseball.
Affleck. That's how I feel like I sound like.
And a family walks up to this man and says, we have an act. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's this,
exactly
like
Gilbert Gottfried, right?
When you first start podcasting,
the aristocrats.
You hate your voice when you first start podcasting, and then
when you first listen to your voice. It does. That's
what I'm saying. Nothing
to do with podcasting.
Yeah, it's yeah, just, yeah. Like anytime yeah. you ever just listen,
if you
to your
hear
podcast.
Your voice recorded, you're like, ugh.
You're like, ugh. Exactly. Like. Then over time, you're like done.
Not hate me.
Yeah. Then you're good. And then there's just something about lately where I feel like I've gotten worse, and I don't know what it is. Maybe I need to like get some extra low boost in the microphones. But it's funny you say that about nasally. I can't imagine what I sound like right now.
Well,
I hear it.
You sound congested. It's not like you sound way different than you normally do. I just know that like people would be able to tell that you had a cold.
Yeah,
I think
maybe.
If you watch a TV show too many times, you can be like, oh, this person's sick in this scene.
Yeah. That might be it.
Their voice sounds weird. But so people that listen to you a bunch, yeah, they know that you're sick. But let me ask you this, because this thing came across my feed the other day. And I'm sure I need to get checked for ADHD because I 100% have it. But like, do you have the narrator in your head all day, or is your head just kind of like blank? Do you hear like do you talk to yourself all day?
You're like, how stupid are you?
Yeah. Look, do you hear your own voice saying things in your head like all day? Right.
All day.
Me too.
Yeah. All day.
How do people not have that is my question. I guess people don't have that.
I mean, those people probably breathe through their mouth.
No, I don't think that's it. I
breathe through my mouth, by the way.
I think it's especially when you're nasally, but
yeah, especially when I'm talking apparently anymore. But
but I don't know. I just I
those
saw
people
that.
Are all Uber drivers in Nashville. I can tell you that every single one of those
they want to talk
narrators.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
They have no narration whatsoever. We almost died, by the way. Like legit. Was almost killed in Nashville by an Uber driver.
See, I don't like those Uber driver stories. I like the ones where they don't believe in dinosaurs or space or something. That's way more fun than what you were. I heard the story, but yeah.
The funniest, I'll do this real quick and then we'll tell you about the episode. The final Uber drive, Derek Brown, a football guy over at Fantasy Pros, and I took an Uber out and I saw this article about a plus size model who got injured by Tyreek Hill.
I saw that. Yeah.
And I was like, I'm like, what is this? And I tell Debro this story and we're kind of laughing, and about 5 minutes goes by and we park and the Uber driver parks and he goes, hey, by the way, that story's real. I know that model. I know her. I follow her. Yeah. And I know that whole story's real. And I was like, why don't you speak up a little bit ago? So he like confirmed this plus size model got injured by playing offensive lineman to Tyreek Hill. It was a funny thing. But yes, I'm back from Nashville. Shout out to my boy, Britton Allen. We did not get to hook up.
Oh, that's doing good. It. Speaking of beautiful voices, I mean, Britton has better an incredible than voice.
For sure. But he was out in Nashville. Did get to catch up with professional wrestler Eric Young, who is not a baseball guy. EY is a hockey guy, but we got to a couple fantasy people in the realm, and I got to represent baseball in Nashville. Had a great time with Fantasy Bros, and I am back. Planes are stupid, and I brought something. It could have been weather change and allergies, or it could be sick. Who will know? You will know later in the week as the podcast go on. And what are you listening to today? I know you checked out the title. We are doing, it's kind of like a buy or sell. It's spring training. We're breaking down spring training performances. We got some of the latest news. We're going to be taking a look at some pitch changes, some hot, you know, really big popping performances. And do we buy it? And we're going to look at the changes in ADP since spring training has started. And we'll highlight what some of those players are. I would say highlighted by Wyatt Langford. He's kind of the talk of the town who, if you remember, we'll talk about it in a little bit, but I was the highest on Wyatt Langford for some time, and I backed a little bit. He now has a min pick in NFBC at 47, a la Corbin Carroll. The same thing has happened as he started to go and looks more and more like he's going to break camp. We just don't have as much confirmation. So we're going to talk about him. We're going to talk about the hits leader, and we're going to talk about a ton more. Plus, the biggest news that has been roaming around and scaring a lot of people with the first overall pick. But we want to remind you guys to check us out over at inthisleague.com. You guys can check that out today. Get access to the updated prospect list, the updated dynasty list.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Come.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
Also, the redraft ranks, those bad boys updated as well. You guys can check it all out. Get in the GroupMe rooms. Have so much fun. Bogman setting up listener leagues, which usually only goes through the Patreon. Plus, we may have the NL AL Masters that's going on. Just hanging out with the dudes. You get access to us, the rest of our community. Guys are starting leagues. And
it's really coming, man. I got to set up like our home league. I'm behind on scheduling because I'm doing so many rankings. I'm doing baseball rankings. I'm doing draft rankings. I'm doing dynasty rankings. There's so much ranking going on right now that I'm like a little bit behind. But yeah, all the stuff, the season starts sooner. I don't know. Like, what would you say your level of I have to have those two early games in for your fantasy season? Are you like, I have to have that? Or is it if we don't get those in, who cares? Well, what are your thoughts?
I don't need them. I think it's important to understand the potential value change. Cause what is it? It's two games.
Yeah.
Per?
Yeah. I think it's the Padres and Dodgers. Both. They play two games in Korea. I think it's the 21st, 22nd. And then we don't get games again until the 28th.
Yeah. I mean, you can consider that, like, you know, is it worth shaving something off of Otani or Mookie or Tatis? I'm not sure. It's just unfortunate that there's like four first round picks in that game. None that I'm actually going to shave anything off of. Like, I moved Otani up. I'm pretty high on him. I don't think I'm going to move anybody. If anything, it might be a tiny, slight little benefit to Machado. You know, like, Machado already looks like he's good to go, but, you know, those two games, you know, maybe it's like a tiny bit of a workload with a week off, and we just get like a little bit of a look if your draft is going to be later. The answer, though, is like, I don't really care at that. And it's two games is not enough for me to like downgrade anybody. So I don't know.
I think some major injury happens, but you know, you don't expect that.
Ridiculously stupid. By the way, Bogman sent me his flight details. You're coming out.
I am. Phoenix bound, bought my flight, you know, just the fees and everything. By the way, it had been so long since the Welsh had traveled. He didn't know about online check-in. I had to like explain it to him. And unfortunately, you had a really bad
way
out. But
God,
you upgraded with a double D on your way back. So
I had literally the night before I was on with Boggs, and he's like, "Did you check in?" And I was like, "What?"
And don't you do that at the airport? This is what this guy said.
I thought he did. So I get the app. I have literally the worst check-in, and giant human beings sitting between, luckily, just two small ladies, and one was not nice and one was very nice. She actually offered me her seat, and I was like, I don't want to take your seat away from you. But she was very nice. And then she proceeded to drink the rest of the flight at like 10 a.m. by the way. She was like, high noons. Yeah. And I was like, all right. And then less than an hour after my second, like, the return flight opened up, I went, oh my God, we were actually going out to play Sports Day at Fantasy Pros. We were playing a football game, which my arm still hurts, by the way, but I did catch a touchdown, threw a touchdown. Within an hour, I look, see boarding again. And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. I instantly whipped out my credit card.
I
best $50 I've spent in my entire life. Cause then I was the 10th person to board the flight, and it was glorious. It was,
yeah,
glorious. But I don't know. Flying. I'm uncomfortable with every second of the airport and the check-in. I feel like I'm doing something wrong. I feel like they're looking at me. I don't like it.
And you should feel guilty when you're in there. So, but no, it's always, I don't know. It's just annoying. It's like herding sheep. I hate it. Everyone is sheeple. It's hard to do this stuff. Like, people get mad if you don't have your belt off and your shoes off at the right time and everything. And there's different rules at different airports too. Cause like, you know, I didn't have to take my shoes off at the Houston airport, but I did at the Phoenix airport.
You know, that is so weird. You say that they had the same, like, they're like, take that hoodie off in Phoenix. They didn't care in Nashville. They're like, keep it on. They're like, do whatever. Laptop.
If you go to Europe, there's none of that. So nobody cares. So I don't know. It's just, there have been more than enough tests.
Traveling's stupid.
All that security stuff doesn't matter.
But yeah. Everybody come to Phoenix. That's what I ask. Let's talk. Speaking of Phoenix, everyone does come here because spring training. I actually haven't even been to a game, by the way. Like, there was only like 4 or 5 days of games before I left, and I just got back. So I got to finally actually hit some. I've been hitting practices like crazy, but this
that's where you miss me. Because I will organize you enough to be like, when are we going to a game?
No, that's 100% right. That's 100% right.
And well, we go and sit and we get your horrible seats that I hate. We'd sit in the sun and all day and get sunburned, yep. and I don't like them. And then we would go to a different game and we'd sit in the seats that I like.
Well, so. When you're here, I'll go viral. That's the last time. Like, remember how the Tatis video, which by the way, right. a shout out to the anniversary. That was 3 days ago. 3 years ago was my being on ESPN and all that. For
we had Tatis. That lady that was so mad about the, she was on the mask rule immediately. Man.
Oh, yeah. Like if you didn't have that beer in your mouth, she's like, mask. And I was like, oh, just trying to take some air in for a second and then I'll drink and then I'll put it back on. So she was mad. She was all about that thing, but that was the Tatis anniversary. So shout out to that. All right. Let's talk about some of the news and notes before we get into the buying or selling of some of these spring training starts. The biggest, scariest fear was Ronald Acuna. More so than anything was the Braves being like, I got a little bit late. Can't get the results. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We're like, what? Just tell it. Tell us the goddamn results. It felt ominous. Yeah, it turned out okay.
Did you see the one doctor that's like, it's one of four scenarios?
I know.
And then you read it and like, you know, the further down you get, it's like, well, there could be enough damage to where he doesn't play at all this season. And you're like, dude, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah. And people, stop reposting this. Let's just wait. Like, it's 24 hours. Let's just wait till we have the official news. By the way, nothing wrong. His knee is sore.
It's all good.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Still the number one overall pick. Don't sweat it at all.
You know what's funny, though? Like, I talked about, we did a mock draft and we had Stamful and Bubba on Fantasy Pros. And we were talking about the first overall pick because Frank had it. And I was like, you want to know something crazy? I'm like, there is no deviation on Fantasy Pros consensus ranks. There's not one other single number one overall player. Every single person that ranked had Acuna one. And Joe's like, oh, you jinxed it. And then we had the scary, like, we're not going to get results today. We're going to tell you tomorrow. Did you see that Acuna pulled like a Willy Wonka too? He like walked up to reporters using a bat as a cane. And then I wish he would have like tumbled and jumped up. That would have been amazing.
Done the forward roll. Yeah.
That would have been amazing. Come with me and you'll see a world of pure imagination. I just watched the new Wonka too, by the way. It's a musical. It's great. But then he smiled and he gave a big smile to everybody. And he's like, he wishes he could be out there right now and he could be doing it. So Acuna's fine. Maybe you got a discount if you drafted in like a 24-hour period. No, I'm not scared. I'm not scared. I'm drafting him wherever in any draft if I have the number one overall pick, which I have not had, but I would do it. And he's still the cheat code. Everything is okay. One more of the Boris Four has signed. I guess they've scabbed from Boris and they're actually making money, which Boris is, you know, he's all about as long as it's lots in his pocket. Otherwise, no. He signed with the Giants. He's officially in. Giants kind of making some moves. Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery still out there looming. Though I would say we got some bad news today in Boston world. Lucas Giolito, I think it was a torn UCL or a partially torn UCL. Looks like he's going to be gone for the year, which is a big blow. The Red Sox and Montgomery had been linked all offseason long. I'm not saying that the Red Sox are in this position. Like, I don't think an injury to Giolito is the thing that has to push them over. Like, they're hyper competitive, but it's maybe one more reason to be like, oh, this is a big failure. You're going to have some medical exemptions that maybe they're a little.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay-Green 1-cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate.
Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 821 through 93.
And I mean, comfortable doing it.
If Giolito is going to have Tommy John, it's going to be more than just this season. It's going to be half of next season as well. So it's like, you know, if you sign Montgomery to a 2-year deal, can you get Blake Snell for 3 maybe? I don't know what you're going to do, but you need to make an adjustment here because this is, rotation is already light. So, you know, I think they have to make a move, and that'll probably push them to make a move.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
One thing, getting back to Chapman, I like the destination. I know the Giants are not like the greatest ballpark factor or anything like that, but I just like that he's going to be hitting in the middle of that order. You know, he's going to get kind of a prime RBI opportunity. There's good ballparks that you travel to in general. I don't know. I guess to see a team invest, it was more of a confidence thing for me. Like a team willing to invest back into Matt Chapman. You know, if he puts those hard hit numbers in the air, good things are going to happen. And I know Eno is pretty optimistic, which, by the way, I might see Eno in a couple of days out here. I'll talk to him about it. He was pretty optimistic about Chapman. Like if he could just get the ball in the air, he puts up monster hard hit numbers. So I think it's a good destination and he'll probably hit 4 for the team throughout. And I'm kind of down with that. I moved him up a little bit.
Where do you have him like among third basemen now?
Oh, that's a good question. Let me pull up my handy dandy ranks.
I don't know that I moved him. I think I moved him up more in the overall.
Yeah, I moved him more decently in the overall. Yeah, I still got him pretty low. Like I have him.
Me too. I
got
to move him up.
I have one spot under Candelario. Okay. I moved him ahead of, I think I had him below Eugenio Suarez and Paredes, and I moved him up. Like you could justify, you know, if he gets the ball in the air, you know, he might be a Berger type, like in the same general vicinity of where Berger is. Alec Bohm is more of a batting average play. Chapman might be a bigger, you know, I think like that's a tier, like Key Brian Hayes, Bohm, Candelario, Chapman. I think those guys are all kind of a tier.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm going to have him one spot below Noel V. So, and I have Candelario in that same range, all that stuff. So yeah, that's about where I'm going to have him too.
Yeah. Those are the dudes. Some other notes that are floating around here. David Bell said that Matt McClain could be making his spring training debut next week. That's good. I just took him in TGFBI, I think. I think I got a big old discount in TGFBI that's drafting, which, by the way, I could give you a couple names. You want a couple of TGFBI names?
Sure.
What I drafted? I'm not sure if it's a great team. It's not. I went really light on pitching so far, and I think that's going to come back to haunt me. But I got my O'Neill Cruz, who destroyed today. Rafael Devers, Fernando. I did Tatis Devers as my 1-2. Zach Gallen. I have McClain, Casas, Snell, O'Neill Cruz.
Yeah, you had just started before you left. And we had heard like, I think the first 2 or 3 picks, but Bubba was in there. He would tell me about it during the mock draft the other day. And by the way, there was a point where Bubba was like, just quit telling me about these free agents that will never sign with the Giants. I'm just so tired of it. And then Matt Chapman signs like the next day.
That's
so
good.
I had to text him and be like, never sign, huh? He's like, well, that's nice. We'll see if they get anybody else, but I doubt it. So we'll see.
Cody Bellinger is making his spring training debut on Wednesday. So probably right around when you guys are listening to this. Gunnar Henderson made his spring training debut on Monday. It's weird because it's like, you've had like 2 weeks at least of camps and then you have games going on, but guys are really like taper in. I believe Zach Allen is making his spring training debut on Thursday and Merle is pitching on Friday. So, I mean, this is the prime time, like March 1st to March 15th.
This is when guys are used to starting, right? Right around early March, not really.
They're working up
February
to it so they can get into games. By the way, really interesting thing. You and I had a long conversation about, there's a Diamondbacks brought in Elvis Andrus. I actually went by the Diamondbacks today and I saw Elvis and he was working on the signs. He was on the field with, they did the starters which, by the way, did not see Lawler anywhere in any of the starting run. There was Eugenio.
I moved
and
him
Perdomo.
Down.
Yeah.
Especially after Andrus.
All the starters were working the infield, and then the second tier came in. And then Elvis worked on a side field with Orlando Hudson, which is amazing, by the way. And then he went, I know he's the best. And then he came back out and he was like the last person out of practice, really working him there. And you and I were theorizing. I think the most logical explanation is this. And I read some follow-up on it. Torrey will not have Jordan Lawler on the active roster unless he can play every day. He's clearly not going to play every day. So I think this team comfortably says this signing of Andrus shows he's going to be sent down. It doesn't mean he's
surprising to me. Yeah.
But I don't think they were comfortable having him try to get reps between short and third because they're committed to Perdomo. An interesting part of it, though, and we're going to talk about him, but like Blaze Alexander is absolutely dominating in spring.
He's killing
it.
Yeah.
He's killing it. And it does leave you to wonder what's going to happen with Lawler. But I think the simplest explanation is, like they announced with Paul Skeens today, Paul Skeens is going to the minors. They want him to work on some stuff. Lawler cannot play every day based on the commitment they have to Perdomo and Suarez. And Andrus is the guy that they can put on the bench and provide backup leadership. So I think that's the explanation. But I'm curious why they weren't comfortable with Blaze, because Blaze can play second and short. Maybe they're just seeing what they have out of Andrus. Andrus was not involved in the big group today. Like even Blaze was given the second rep. So I don't think there's any guarantee with Andrus because he was working those side fields, but I do think it's likely like the leadership, he does end up getting it. But I would not be shocked if they just said, we love what we're getting out of Blaze and thank you, Elvis. Goodbye.
Yeah. I mean, it makes
Elvis sense. Has left the building. Uh-huh.
It makes sense to bring in a veteran, right? Because if Blaze isn't available to do it, then yeah, let's go to the vet and have Lawler start in the minors. I'm a little surprised that they drug Jordan Lawler all the way through the playoff roster and they don't want to have him on the opening day roster. That's a little surprising to me, but it's also like if you don't have a starting spot for him, then you can't play him every day. I guess that makes sense. But Perdomo has been miserable. Perdomo went from being an all-star and hitting one for the Diamondbacks in July to hitting nine, doing sack bunts in the playoffs. They don't want him swinging the bat. He's 1-for-18 in the spring, right? He was 0-for-3 today. He was 1-for-15 going into
awful
today.
Jesus.
He's been terrible. So like for me, I know that they love Perdomo and Perdomo can play some gold glove level defense, but if he can't hit at all, I think Andrus and him might switch off early in the season if he does stay on the roster and they don't bring up Blazer Jordan to start. So and look, if he kills the spring, so another team is looking for a shortstop. We cut him and he can go there. Right. So, it's good for both sides because we're giving an opportunity to work and maybe win a job. And if he doesn't win it here, if he's still good in spring, then great. You know, he can go somewhere else and sign, but I don't know. It's I think a lot of this is on Perdomo too. Like we don't want to bring the young guys up and Perdomo's been awful for 6 months. So let's replace him. I think there's a definite possibility that could happen.
Yeah. I wish I had a full scope and full understanding of the Lawler situation, because I do think this is pretty telling, but it could be as simple as like, we're going to have him, you know, tweak some stuff and go really hard offensively in AAA. And then when Perdomo is a huge garbage pile of Nick Ahmed, then we'll bring up Lawler. But like, I don't know, you know, Blaze out there. And Andrus is one of those guys that can just stick around because offensively the back can get hot and he can run still. And he looked good. He looked great out there. So we'll have to monitor it. But Elvis Andrus did sign with the Arizona Diamondbacks. A couple others. Kershaw placed on the 60-day IL. That's official. Nick Lodolo visited a specialist to have additional testing on his left fibula. Boy, that just...
I had to lower it. I was so excited about it. And they announced that on Wednesday because Bubba and I were doing the mock. And I saw the red flag next to his name. I'm like, what happened to Lodolo? I didn't see it today. And they said, ooh, his leg again.
Yeah.
So I passed him in that draft and I had to move him down too. That's just brutal. So,
yeah. Well, there's been a couple others. Kyle Bradish has not progressed to throwing off the mound and he's available in every draft that I'm doing. Everyone is absolutely terrified. If he were to be okay and get through, he'd be one of the biggest deals of all time. but he is not being touched far into the 200s of drafts. And he's just on my no draft list right now. So yeah, we can do that. Bochy said that they're envisioning Max Scherzer to return in June, which is a bit more optimistic. So that's at least a month up. So we'll see how that works. And Jesus, that team is going to like June. It's Max Scherzer. July. It might be, you know, Jacob deGrom. Like they're going to just keep unleashing unreal arms. Another arm that Justin Verlander threw a 60 pitch bullpen session on Friday, trying to be ready for opening day, but I believe
still don't think he's going to, but
yeah, I think a report came out that he is most likely going to begin the season on the IL.
I get that. And I think that's probably what they should do. But you let him throw 60 pitches and he's not going to be ready for opening day. Like,
well, it is a lot of pitches. You're right. I guess
a lot of pitches, dude.
Yeah. But like in my time of being on those backfield, like, okay, so remember like the very first bullpen sessions last year, you know, I take a stupid picture of DeGrom and everyone shares it. He was doing like 45 pitch sessions, but they're all fastballs. So like,
yeah,
you see a 60 pitch bullpen session that might have been just primary fastball and they really wanted to pump up fastball. So the next session is like less with throwing off speed. I'm not 100% sure, but I do agree that's a lot of pitches for a session for a guy that won't be ready in a month. But
it seems to be,
you never know.
We can be pretty confident that he's going to be back maybe 2 weeks after instead of a month.
That's how I am. I took him in the Fantasy Bros mock we did as like SP5. And right. I was like, I'll take the discount. I think that's a pretty good one. Alex Cora told reporters that Vaughn Grissom is in jeopardy of missing opening day. That's something to monitor. And good old Josh Donaldson retired. If you remember Donaldson, his most recent act was being traded to the Brewers and going in. And I remember Rowdy Tellez said something along the lines of like, oh, hi, you know, blah, 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 or whatever. And Josh was like, you all know who I am. Like he wouldn't introduce himself to people because he's like, they know who I am. Like Rowdy Tellez did not seem to like Josh Donaldson, as do most people. So Josh Donaldson is gone and
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You know, for you.
Yeah, he'll be on some broadcast, I'm sure. So, he sucks. Thank God he's gone.
He'll be broadcasting on Fox or something with Alex Rodriguez soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey.
In this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Spring training injuries before we get to the buy or sells on the spring training starts here. David Bednar dealing with right lat tightness. Deal or no deal? That's what we're playing here. Scurred or no scurred?
I didn't move him down yet. Like, you know, let me hear that this is bothering him enough to put him on the IL to start the season. Until then, I don't care.
I feel a little bit more comfortable with Evan Phillips and Pete Fairbanks right now.
Also, I moved Evan Phillips way up because David Roberts said, once again, he's going to get the majority of the save opportunities. So I expect that to be, you know, in the neighborhood. That team's going to win 100 games. So
that was what I did in that mock.
A lot.
Yeah. I missed like the main closers against like Frank and Bubba and them. And then I took Evan Phillips later as my first. Mm-hmm. And I took him over Bednar. And then I think Bednar went after and then took Pete Fairbanks. And I was like,
those teams should still win a bunch of games.
Yeah, exactly. Cedric Mullins suffering from right hamstring discomfort. Scurred or no scurred?
I mean, I'm scared about anything with Cedric. You know, he's just been banged up a lot recently.
They have so many great options, too.
Yeah,
Colton Cowser, we're going to mention here in a little bit. I mean, I don't know. These young guys can get right on their heels. How about this one? Sonny Gray left his start with right hamstring tightness. This was one I think Wilson Contreras like asked the trainers to come out.
Didn't they already say he's going to be the opening day starter and how he's got hamstring tightness? I don't know. I hate it. I hope for his sake, obviously, that this isn't like I'm not moving guys down with tightness or even being removed from a game until they miss like the next big chunk or whatever, or the team says now this guy's in danger of missing opening day. Maybe that comes down even later today or tomorrow or something. If that does, then yeah, I'll move him down, but I would say like 3 out of 10.
Kevin Gossman was visited by the War General Soldier Fatigue, Shoulder Fatigue. Scurred or not scurred?
No, arm fatigue usually gets figured out. That I'm not too worried about.
I'm actually not either.
Yeah, so once I had the, like, I was staring at his name going, I need to move him down, and I didn't. So I'll say no for now.
All right, Yuri Perez was removed on Saturday with a broken nail.
Nah, that'll clear up.
He's been popping, dude. Ian Happ dealing with mild left hamstring strain.
I don't like it, but again, tell me he's going to miss. Like when these guys have these injuries, if they miss a week of action for hitters or like two starts for pitchers, that's when I start to kind of, you know, get worried about this stuff and maybe make a move in my ranking.
I think he's like in the middle of a tier where like, maybe I'm like, oh, just pass him up. You know, sure. Like he's a little bit more of an OBP maybe guy, but in standard, I'm just not super interested.
Yeah. If you're splitting hairs, if they're in a tier, then yeah, move them to the bottom of that tier. But
this one's, you know, interesting.
Killing them.
Yuki Matsui goes out and he was phenomenal in that start. And the way he was used similar to how you would use a closer in that he was like one of the first relievers out. You use them early.
Sure.
Then he goes out.
The good hitters. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then he had some back tightness and he missed like a week. But Eno was out there, I think, yesterday, and he threw from flat ground and he's getting back up. But he has fallen. So scurred or no scurred for Yuki?
Okay, so this one, I'm going to say no, but I was already fairly low on Matsui anyway. So like I didn't move him because I already had him low. He's a guy that, because of what you said, I may have considered moving him up, but because of this injury, I didn't. So I'll say yes, because he's missed a week, but I don't know that it's going to, maybe it impacts him for that first, you know, series against the Dodgers, but into the regular season at the end of March, I don't think so. I think it'd be okay.
I actually, I'm not scurred because the cost has moved down so much that I'm kind of down with it. Like, I actually think Suarez is the guy to get.
I was like, I'm glad he's hurt. He's more affordable now.
Yeah, he's more affordable. I'm down with this because I do think it can bounce around. I think you can now actually get Suarez and Yuki at like reasonable costs, and you're getting the closer.
Yuki went high in our mock that we did.
Well, he was going really high.
Suarez went after him.
I know, but I think they're both more affordable, so I'm not scurred. Jeff McNeil dealing with left bicep injury. Who cares? John Means unlikely to pitch in spring training with elbow soreness.
That
talking about April. Brain. So yeah. Is he a draft or no draft for you?
Don't draft him. Okay. I think I might have forgotten to take him to adjust him, but yeah, I'm going to take him off my list.
A couple other injury notes or just things. Ricky Tiedemann faced hitters Sunday in a live batting practice session and looked good in a previous throwing. Like, they're just kind of working him up. There's actually a thought process. He said it, that he thinks he can get stretched out to around 4-ish innings by the end of spring because Alek Manoah is dealing with an injury and Gausman's a little sore. There is talk that there might be a chance that Tiedemann could break out of camp and could be pitching early. I never would have guessed it. Here's my problem. I've kind of rebuffed back. I kind of moved off of Tiedemann a bit. I had some conversations with Jeff Ponce and a couple other people about, you know, my general kind of concerns were about, I kept talking about, like, you know, where the release point was of pitches and how you could find them, but how that was being worked on. He added big muscle. He's also just got a phenomenal slider that I decided to bring him back up, but he's just fragile.
And well, yeah. What was his deal last year? He missed a bunch of time. Was there
an arm injury? There was fear of like,
yeah, TJ. Yell. Yeah. There was fear Painter of that. Had it like, right. It was like in the same time that Painter got hurt as well. So
I don't know if he can be.
He's post 100 for me of starters.
Yeah, I don't know if he can even be a Yuri where it's like, oh, we. I think he's going to struggle to go through like five. Like, it might be more of a Grayson type of thing. Good for ratios and stuff, but like, I'm just not super interested. If he started, obviously, I would be there for him. And, you know, who knows how they press him. He gained like 20 pounds of muscle from the AFL on. So that's something to watch. Yarrel Rodriguez is dealing with back spasms. German Marquez is going to throw a bullpen session this week. You also had Emmett Sheehan, who resumed throwing on Sunday. And then the last one was Desclafani is behind due to some elbow soreness. So those are the spring training injuries that are kind of looming in a little.
Just to get you caught up, right?
Yeah, a little buy or sell into that. So that takes us to talking about actual spring training results. We're going to talk about some big performances. Are we buying? Are we selling this player? And then we are going to be moving over and talking about some of the big differences that has happened since spring training. So don't go anywhere. More spring training talk right here on ITL.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
All right, big performances. It starts and stops with Wyatt Langford. I would say that is number one. He's not the hits leader. We're going to talk about that guy, but nobody has been hotter this spring than Wyatt Langford, except I will point this out. Evan Carter hit two bombs today, both off of Logan Gilbert, both off of righties, I would say. But in this ever fight between those, yeah, I agree. There was this big discussion like right when the season ended. Would the Rangers be comfortable with two rookies in their lineup? And that was enough for me to think, you know, they might not press it. Then you had the Corey Seager injury. Now we might have to carry some more infielders, and maybe that gets Langford off of it. All Langford has done has been be an absolute superstar. Going into today, I don't know if there's any stats from him today. He was 7-for-17 with 3 homers. And I can tell you, in 2 trips over to the Rangers camp, he is full on locked in with Evan Carter. Like, those guys are neck and neck with each other. They go out Adolis, Leody, and those two. Those four are the guys that all come out together. But they'd have to commit to somebody doing some DH. But I think you can look at Wyatt and Adolis and consider that you want to keep Adolis healthy, and maybe you want to DH him a little bit more. You're going to have to DH Corey Seager to start the season. In what I talked myself out of Wyatt Langford not making the roster because of Seager, he's hit so well, I don't think they can do it. And Boggs, I'm dealing with this situation where, I don't know if you remember this, I said this earlier, I was the highest, I had him like in the 80s or 70s or something like that. I was massively high in Wyatt Langford. I bet his future, you can check it on the Betting Pros app. I bet it a while ago that he was my bet for Rookie of the Year. But the Seager injury, there was some negative talk. You do what you do. I talked myself out of it. I still think he's a better fantasy option than Evan Carter. He has looked as good as he did last year, which is a continued theme. So I'm getting back into it. Unfortunately, I'm doing this when the rest of the world has jumped back in.
Yeah.
And I've got him inside the top 100 as I've had. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, he has a min pick, the highest 47 he went in an NFBC draft. So are you buying this incredible start by Wyatt Langford and that he's going to break camp?
I mean, I was already kind of buying that. I mean, I had him as, I think I have him in the 120s. I'm not like moving him into the top 100 yet. I think maybe it's a little premature for that because I think at this time last week, we were talking about, oh, well, he started 0 for 7. What's the deal with Langford, right? Like, and he's gone ape since then. So like, he has been amazing. Yeah, I think you're right though. Like, it's tough. In the beginning of the season, is Seager going to have to start as the DH? Then that's going to push someone's going to have to play shortstop, and Carter or Langford are probably out of a spot. Your other two outfielder spots, of course, Adolis and then Tavares. So I don't know. Are they taking Tavares out? You're not taking Adolis out, obviously. So, you know.
Well, that's the thing. One of them's got, someone's got to occupy some of that DH unless they're comfortable. I think the
platoon between Carter and Langford to start while Seager's on, while Seager's DHing, when Seager's good enough to go, I think it's all hands on deck. I think they're all playing. So, yeah. Yeah, I'll probably move him up a little bit. But, I, you know, this is what you want to see. And by the way, he got Evan Carter got Logan Gilbert twice today. It wasn't like he got. You said he hit two homers. You didn't say they're both off Gilbert.
I thought he did. But, oh, maybe. But, yeah.
But anyway, I mean, they're not off, you know, a used car salesman or whatever, you know, a guy that's going to be relieving in AAA or AA in a couple weeks. So he got a major league starter, a good major league starter.
But I mean, like, Evan Carter is good. That's the thing. Like, yeah. I was critical. Someone had sent this tweet and it was kind of like attacking Joe because Joe had said like, oh, he's overrated. And I jumped in to be like, listen, I'm not the like preacher from the pulpit of Evan Carter. I have questions. I have questions about what the real impact of his offense is going to be. It was known he wasn't great from a power perspective against lefties last year, but he's always been a good OBP guy. He gets on base, he hits for average, he can run. Like, those things are all in play. He's just never done it at elite level. The comp has been out there for so long. I think people think like, oh, it's a shoe-in that he's going to be Kyle Tucker. I'm still not sure that he's going to be. He could always hit for some power, but he's going to hit for average. But come back to it, he can hit lefties. I just don't know if he can hit for power. If this team is comfortable with rotating and having some type of a split, a righty-lefty split, and then maybe the other side of it, like maybe Carter is the guy that comes out versus lefties, but Wyatt never comes out. He goes between DH and the and outfield. That's like a big positive. Like, Evan Carter is a solid player, but Wyatt Langford, in my mind, is the guy that can be a second round player. I think Evan Carter's cap is like, he's like a best, like a fifth round player. And I could be eating my words because he becomes Kyle Tucker. He's a first rounder.
Of course. Yeah. So are you willing to take Wyatt Langford right now as a sixth round pick? Because you're not putting him in the top 75. You're putting him in the top, you know, 100.
I have him at 88 right now.
So that'd be a sixth round pick. You're willing to spend a sixth round pick.
SportsGrid.com. Betting in.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
I'll take him over...
Your sixth player off the board.
I will take him over Josh Young, his teammate.
Okay.
I'm taking him over.
Yeah, Josh Young's a little banged up, too.
I'm taking him over Torkelson, Castellanos, Suzuki. I'm taking him over his teammate, Evan Carter. And that is, there is some implied risk. But the spring training start is one of those things where it's like, okay, so what's the thing that he's got to work on? Like, what is it again? The only justification, I think, is the roster crunch of what could be going on with Seager. I mean, you remember I talked with the person with the contact. They're aware of the extra rookie compensation, and they have that covered with Carter. So it's not like you have to do this for Langford. But I think what they realize is Carter makes this team better. He has been the most proficient offensive bat. And if Seager is slow to start, while I'm focusing positionally, the thing to think about is offensively. Justin Foscue could be a guy that takes over some of that role, but I don't know if he picks it up offensively. I think this team has to find a way to have Langford. So I think this start has been enough for us to consider that Langford will break camp and is worthy of the risk,
by the way,
of the top 100 pick, but higher even. Because
we're
talking NFBC
about,
proved you got to do top 50.
We aren't talking about 17 spring training at-bats, right?
Sure.
Like, and in February, he was 1-for-10 with two runs and one single. And in March, he's been amazing. He's 5-for-7 with three bombs. He's been outstanding. He's hit three bombs in his last two games. So I don't know. We may just be moving a little too fast on Langford, especially if it's going to be this giant swing. That's what you expect a rookie from a rookie.
But here's the only thing, though. Yes, you're right, but you have to add the context back to this is the player that hit 360 across four levels in their pro debut all the way up to AAA, where he hit 368 in AAA.
It has nothing to do with that. He's awesome. I'm not saying he's bad.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.